الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويسألونك عن الروح قل الروح من أمر ربي وما أوتيتم من العلم إلا قليلا ولئن شئنا لنذهبن بالذي أوحينا إليك ثم لا تجد لك به علينا وكيلا إلا رحمة من ربك إن فضله كان عليك كبيرا قل لئن اجتمعت الإنس والجن على أن يأتوا بمثل هذا القرآن لا يأتون بمثله ولو كان بعضهم لبعض ظهيرا.
And they ask you concerning the ruh. Say, the ruh comes by the command of my Rabb, and of knowledge very little has been communicated to you. Had it been our will, we could have taken away the inspiration that we sent to you. Thereafter, you would have not found any support for yourself against us. But as a mercy from your Rabb, we have allowed this to enter into your heart for the bounty and the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indeed great upon yourself. Say, if men and jinnat were to collect together to produce the like of the Quran, then they would have not been able to produce the like of the Quran, even though they had supported each other for the same cause. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu reports that Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in some uninhabited place of Medina Munawwara near the Jewish residence. The Jews had seen Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam coming from a distance, and they discussed and they agreed that we should ask Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the ruh. Though some of them had objected that don't ask him, but others insisted that no, do ask him about the ruh. At length they asked him, and Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reclining against some stick of khajur, a date palm tree branch. And Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lowered his head. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says that I could see the athar and the indication of wahi setting on the face of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited this, قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. Ruh comes from the command of your Rabb, and of knowledge very little has been communicated to you. The actual purpose for the Jews posing such a question to Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was either to test him out or, na'uzu billah, to humiliate. To test him out whether he is the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this was also not appropriate for them, for they had no intention and no resolve to follow Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even though this has been confirmed that he is the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even though if it had been confirmed through the reply of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the answer that he'd given was correct, then too they had no resolve and intention to accept. So their only intention was, na'uzu billah, to humiliate. That if Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was unable to give the correct answer, then they would humiliate him and they would disgrace him. So this was the actual purpose behind them asking such a question. And they knew that the detailed explanation of ruh has not been given to mankind. And this will be the portents and the signs of Rasulullah Pasam's Nubuwat, that he will not explain the detailed explanation of the ruh. As for the word ruh, the Quran has used it in different shades of meanings. In one place, the ruh has been used for Jibreel alayhi salam, Ruhul Qudus, and أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهَا رُوحَنَا فَتَمَثَّلَ لَهَا بَشَرًا سَوِيًّا. So sometimes it is used for Jibreel alayhi salam, sometimes it is used for the wahi, an inspiration that comes to Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. كَذَلِكَ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِّنْ أَمْرِنَا. So here ruh refers to the command and the wahi that comes to Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sometimes it comes for Isa alayhi salam, ruhum min, that he is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the ruh. And sometimes it comes for the human soul. So the Quran has given four different reasons for the use of the word ruh. So the exact meaning of the ruh is not known to any person. One should remember in principle that whatever knowledge was required by man to complete this life, or that would be required for him in the hereafter to be able to reach Allah Ta'ala or to gain salvation, Allah Ta'ala had blessed mankind with all that knowledge. That knowledge that was required for him for the goodness of this life or for the goodness of the hereafter, that knowledge was communicated to man. But that knowledge that is not required of him to gain proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nor is it required for any good of this life, then Allah Ta'ala has not guaranteed its knowledge. That knowledge has not been guaranteed that this knowledge will be communicated to mankind. So then it is not appropriate, not advisable, in fact not even wise, for man to try and explore these areas that Allah Ta'ala has sealed off. He has blocked it off. When he's blocked it off, then you cannot explore, you cannot gain any access in that direction. It is an exercise that is absolutely futile. Allah Ta'ala has blocked it off and he has sealed it off. So what's the use of you going in that area? Further, it's not going to bring any type of good for you for the hereafter, nor for this life. Then why should you try and access that knowledge? قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala commands that ruh comes by the command of my Rabb. We also understand that when a person asks a question, sometimes it is not appropriate for him to ask such a question. If he asks something that is not appropriate, it is not the bounden duty of the alim to give him a detailed explanation, because that knowledge is not appropriate for him. Sometimes it is not to his advantage and not for the deeni benefit to give him that answer. So in this situation as well, it is not appropriate for the alim to give him that answer, for the answer could be given, but it is not for his deeni advantage. Sometimes it is possible that it is beyond his understanding, his level of understanding, and this answer is far beyond his level of understanding, that creates even further confusion and complication for the person. So that answer is not supposed to be given to such a person. Yes, that question that comes about with a real deeni concern, he's really concerned about his obligation. I've read my namaz in this manner, is my namaz correct? Or my wuzu, I have some doubts about it, is my wuzu correct? Is my namaz correct? So those things that are really connected to mankind, that really concerns him, that he must definitely ask and inquire. But to humiliate, to disgrace, or to try and silence, or just for some type of entertainment and pleasure, we engage in deeni matters, deeni discussions. And obviously this is not appropriate. Many a times it is for wrong reasons that we are entering into discussions, and many a times it results in us having greater confusion, and sometimes it is not to the advantage of that person that a direct answer be given to him. It is not to his deeni advantage. Rather, the deeni advantage may be something else. So the deeni maslihat and advantage should be taken into consideration, and not the person and his question. قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. Therefore we see in this question, Allah Ta'ala just confines the answer to one line, that this is issuing from the command of my Rabb. And of knowledge, very little has been communicated to you. Allah Ta'ala hasn't granted you a lot of knowledge But a little that was sufficient for you has been communicated to you. And further, a warning has been sounded to these Jews that tried to humiliate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Had it been our will, we could have taken away this wahi and revelation that we sent to you. Then you would have not found anybody as your support, as your guardian against us. But we allow this wahi to be revealed to you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for our grace, our bounty upon you is indeed great. So we understand that wahi and the revelation in the Quran, these are all the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we speak about grace, we speak about bounty, then it is something that has been given to an individual just as a favor, not because of his personal achievement or he is being eligible. Rather, it is the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the intelligent and wise thing is to beckon and request the fazl of Allah ta'ala all the time. Allahumma inni as'aluka min fadlik, as much as possible to ask for the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the greatest grace is this understanding and correct perception, correct reasoning, correct knowledge. This is the greatest grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to ask for this and to ask for it repeatedly, regularly, continuously, this is the greater thing. And to employ those means and those ways that will allow the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reach you, not to humiliate, not to disgrace, not to enter into futile discussions, rather employ those means and ways through which the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that special fazl of Allah ta'ala, will be directed to you. May Allah give us to you.